This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. California's been hit so hard by the coronavirus pandemic, it's now setting up hospital beds in schools, arenas, and tents, but it's struggling to staff them. Today, California's expected to extend tough stay-home orders in areas where hospital ICUs are running out of beds. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Look at LA County alone, 12,000 to 15,000 cases a day just in the last few weeks. It's obviously having a big impact, taking a big toll on our hospitals, not only in terms of hospitals proper, but obviously ICU and the impact in terms of the acute care, as well as just general emergency care.
In Washington, lawmakers are wrestling over whether to send most Americans $2,000 in COVID relief money after the president's surprise demand. They're halfway there, says our Ed Donahue.
The House approved a change to the coronavirus economic stimulus bill President Trump recently signed. The change would follow the president's insistence. $600 checks to Americans should be $2,000 checks. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal used a reference to A Christmas Carol.
Marley warned Ebenezer Scrooge there was a way for redemption, and that was through a new generosity and a new kindness. And we could emulate that here.
Allies of the president have opposed more spending. The outcome of the bill is uncertain in the GOP-led Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump vetoed a defense bill that would, among other things, give military troops a 3% pay raise. The House voted overwhelmingly last night to override the president's veto. The Senate will likely decide this week. We are learning that in the days before Anthony Warner set off the Christmas Day explosion in Nashville, he gave away his car, telling the person he gave it to he had cancer. This is AP News. The Army Special Forces sergeant accused of killing three people at a bowling alley in Illinois may suffer from PTSD, says his lawyer. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports the latest on this story.
Winnebago County State's Attorney Jay Hanley says 37-year-old Duke Webb, who had just completed a fourth tour of duty in Afghanistan, has admitted to the shooting rampage inside a bowling alley that left three people dead.
A 14-year-old male was shot in the face. He is alive but hospitalized in critical condition. 65-year-old Thomas Furseth was on the first floor when the defendant began shooting. Mr. Furseth began running toward the stairs when the defendant shot him in the torso.
He tells WLS-TV that victim died, as did two other men. But Webb's attorney says he'll undergo a mental health evaluation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow closed up 204 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.